Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Stumps and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Bangalore, India. AlienWorld is reporting that a website belonging to the US Department of Labor got compromised and then used to potentially spread malware. What AlienWorld found was that once you visit the website, it will include JavaScript from other websites that try to enumerate what versions of some popular and with that also popularly attacked software you are running, like for example Flash, Java, various Office software components, including what kind of antivirus you're running. The website then attempts to exploit at least one of these vulnerabilities. Of course, what you actually may be exposed to may depend on the first stage and what software you have installed on the system and what is exactly vulnerable. The malware that is trying to be installed, according to AlienWorld, has very minimal antivirus coverage, according to VirusTotal. AlienWorld states that at least part of the command and control infrastructure used here is typically associated with a Chinese hacking group known as Deep Panda and has recently, for example, been used in an attack that's very similar and defaced a Thai website to spread exactly the same type of exploits. And while we're talking about compromised server, an employee of hosting company HostGator was arrested for compromising 2,700 servers at HostGator. Apparently, he did that using the access he had to these servers as part of his role at HostGator. And with that, he set up a hidden backdoor, a special process that he had listening for his commands to turn these servers essentially into part of his botnet. One general piece of advice here: frequently when you do rent a dedicated server, be it real or virtual, sometimes they come pre-installed with credentials to allow access to support and maintenance personnel. If you don't feel comfortable with that, of course, you do want to disable this. You may want to look for SSH authorized keys for root, for example, as well as for special users that may have been set up in order to facilitate the support and maintenance role. And we have more news about Bitcoin. This time it is online gaming company ESEA, which included a Bitcoin mining client in its latest gaming software. Initially, according to the company, this was meant to be a test with some beta testers that were notified of this additional feature. But after the test was discontinued, an employee at ESEA kept the Bitcoin mining operation running for his own gain. Customers initially complained about high CPU utilization in the latest client distributed by ESEA, and then after investigating further, ESEA found out that about 30 bitcoins worth a little bit more than $3,000 were generated using these clients. Overall, of course, this could be an interesting business concept where instead of paying for software, you do agree to run a Bitcoin miner on your hardware, essentially making your computer work for your software. And then, of course, another topic I'm always interested in is vulnerabilities in embedded web applications, in this case, cameras. Core Security released a number of advisories with details about vulnerabilities in D-Link and Vivotech web-based cameras. These are these little security cameras that have an embedded web server, and really the vulnerabilities read like your standard OWASP top 10 list. For example, we do have operating system command injection. We do have authentication bypass by just hitting static URLs directly. And then you can actually, in the case of VivoTech, just read the entire password file from the system via a vulnerable CGI script. So if you run any of these cameras, whether they're these particular makes or others, make sure they are behind the firewall and avoid access, making them accessible directly from the internet. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.